1st of October 2009. First link today is over on livestream.com/platform/livepack. It's been a long time waiting for something like this. Heads up to Pishba on Twitter for pointing this out. It used to be you needed, they're sort of going along the lines of, by the way, Livestream are very similar to Ustream. Used to be Mogulus. I'm glad they changed the name because Mogulus was just weird. They're basically selling this as your own satellite television truck in a backpack. What this is something that I've been looking to either build or spec out or try and formulate and put together. And I still think there's room to do it, but they've basically got one up and running in the US. And it looks like it fits in a backpack. It's called the Live Pack, and it's a turnkey hardware solution available directly from Livestream. It's got wireless connection, encoder, battery, touchscreen, everything all bolted into it. 6 load balanced 3G EVDO modems included with data contract. Power up, plug in any DV camera and press one button to go live. That's the crucial thing. One button to go live. Highest quality up to 1 megabit at H.264. And the quality looks great. I mean, you can use any DV camera. So if you've got any, you know, mid-range Panasonic 3CCD, fairly easy to carry with a monopod, it'll be perfect. Obviously, the problem with this is I don't necessarily know if it would work that well in the UK. So we'd still need to look around for a UK version of it. But what they've done is they've got all the different modems in there with different networks. So they've got AT&T, they've got Verizon, they've got Sprint. So if one of them has, you know, poorer quality over the other one, it doesn't really matter because they're bonded together, which is the whole point of what we were getting at about having a mobile unit to broadcast. Something similar like this needs to happen in the UK, really. The LiveView system, the actual box itself, looks like a mini, bit like one of these media center PCs, and looks perfect for the job. Free or premium, some of the prices are not too bad, actually, when you think of it. Month-to-month rental, no commitment, $2,500 a month plus shipping cost. Yearly rental, 12 months commitment, $1,500 a month plus shipping cost. So when you add all that up, if you are traveling around across the US especially, and you want to film stuff, I think this would be perfect. I'm just seeing at the bottom here, there's a link, actual live recorded footage, Harry Potter London premiere. So they've obviously got one up and running in the UK in partnership with LiveView. LiveView.tv, I don't know who LiveView TV is, I'll have to check them out. But it looks like, that site's not too great. Don't know why I clicked on that. Okay, next link today is over on support.eco.com. Yesterday I was talking about the ICANN release from the US contract. And it looks like this and many other ones are going to be following in the trend of suggesting a new top-level domain. I actually quite like this one, .eco. If it raises awareness for environmental issues, I think it's absolutely brilliant that we can have, a top-level domain with .eco on it. Nice little site. It's got various bits and bobs on there. People who are Twittering and talking about it. There's a whole bunch of URLs that I should check out, actually, for eco stuff. Next link is over on davidcan.com. That's double N, .com /iPhone. iPhone interface in JavaScript. This is a bunch of JavaScripts that you could download built with the Yahoo UI library, a bit of PHP, and there's a little bit of a Dig API to show you how this works. So there's a whole source file for it so that you can grab that. And it looks like somebody's actually made a RSS reader with this as well over on SS4. Let's see if I can find it. No, it's been suspended. Too much. That always annoys me with websites when people make some little project. They put it on one of these little free hosts and then it absolutely gets, you know, swamped with traffic that they have to shut it down. But go check that out. It's a nice little piece of JavaScript for the iPhone to make it look like the actual iPhone interface. But obviously it's in JavaScript. Next link today is over on mindstorm.com. Mindstorm multi-touch interactive services. I absolutely love interactive services. Ever since I saw the Microsoft Surface about a year and a half ago, I've always wanted to play around with them. I think they would be absolutely brilliant in mobile phone shops for selecting different packages, different You know, stuff that you need to be able to sign stuff. I think they'd be brilliant in nightclubs, you know, where you've got a multi-leveled nightclub where downstairs is either food and then upstairs is either dance. And then at the top floor, you could also have like a place where you sell clothes or food. Not necessarily sell the food upstairs, but you could book it all on the actual desktop. It'd be brilliant. I don't know why it's not spread out more in restaurants. Maybe it is in London. Maybe I need to go down to the city and check out to see if they've got something similar to this. But I can imagine some of the videos that I saw about, you know, splitting bills and buying food and buying music. It's got to be the future for interaction, because people don't like necessarily having to learn too much about computers, but they will interact with a surface that, you know, when you drop a card on it and stuff. This Mindstorm is a company, I think they're based in London, and what they do is that they take their the multi-surface to another level. They've got various multi-touch, as in lots of people can touch it at the same time, and they've had quite a lot of clients because of it. Next link today is a French website called labootconcept.com, and what this is a little bit strange to explain, but I'll try my best. If you imagine an old school arcade cabinet, you know, like the tool cabinet with like the controller in the middle and the buttons, well, it's the cabinet, but it's been replaced with incredibly high specifications. So you've got like, you know, really nice wood case for a start, and then as I'm going down some of the images, you've got this section at the top where you've got a really good quality hi-fi system in the top. A little slot for putting CDs in. There's actually a Mac Mini placed at the top. You've got a little section in the middle, which is a little iPod tray that you can pull out. You put your iPhone on there or your iPod, and the music can play through the sound speakers. There's like a hi-fi amplifier, I presume media PC of some sort, in the bottom tray that pulls out. And it's just a really amazingly looking good piece of kit. And what they've done is that they've also put these subwoofers in the bottom at the back behind the PC to give it a bit of bass, and it looks like it's actually got a custom amp for it as well. I have no clue how much this costs. I saw a video on Vimeo. Go and have a look at the photos of this piece of kit, because it is really, really well made, and I can imagine one of these sitting in somebody's shed or kitchen. Like outhouse at the back of the house, special little office. It's also got or can have customized a projector in the top, so you can pull the top piece. On the old arcade units, you could pull, mainly the speakers were at the top, and you could pull a little tray thing to pull it up. In there, they've got two speakers and a projector in the top and a little Mac Mini underneath it. Really sweet piece of kit. Go and check that out. Finally, last link today is over on 37signals.com. Gettingreal.37signals. Discover the smarter, faster, easier way to build a successful web-based application, a book by 37signals. So you can buy the PDF, which is $19. You can get a paperback version of it for $25. Or if you want to read it online, you can get 16 chapters, the complete book, 91 essays, completely free to read online. Book report: Getting Real is the business, design, programming and marketing philosophies of 37 Signals, a developer of web-based software used by 1 million people and businesses in 70 countries. Got to be good. Go and check that out today if you're getting into web design, web application building. That's it for today. Speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.